I went to a near-death experience seminar, NDEs, and went to this presentation, and there was a gentleman there who had a near-death experience, some traumatic injury, accident, illness, whatever it was, and he was a physics professor. So he's a man of science, and he was describing this near-death experience where he experienced light, but more so this tidal wave of unconditional love. And as he's talking about this, he starts crying. And he had no words to say, what was that? You can see him struggling because he didn't want to use the word God. That would mean he'd have to say he believes in God. And what is God? God is love. Love is God. And so when you hear us talking about God in Ekankar, we're talking about the ocean of love and mercy, the Creator, which transcends all human expression. The closest is to become one with divine spirit, this light and sound, to utter the sacred names, the charged words, and to co-work. That's the essence of the word Ekankar, co-worker with God. Yes, it has ancient roots in other languages and teachings. Ekankar, co-worker with God. Emphasis on co-worker. Ekankar isn't a thing. Yes, there's the name of an organization called Ekankar. Yet Ekankar points to a process that an individual takes on to have contact with the light and sound, which is simply divine love and expression. Or as on the program says, truth, love, and beauty. So any individual who practices this connection with truth, love, and beauty is practicing Ekankar. They may not be a formal student, but yet they are a student of life. And we welcome all students of life here.